From Alaska Public Media, this is State of Art. Welcome to State of Art, your weekly dose of Anchorage arts and culture. I'm Ammon Swenson. Coming up, we'll learn about the Alaska Writers Guild and their upcoming annual conference for writers and illustrators at the end of the month. We're joined by Laura Carpenter and Brooke Hartman, board members of the Guild, to find out more about what they do and what to expect from the conference. Carpenter speaks next.
The Alaska Writers Guild is a nonprofit organization, a statewide organization that supports writers at all different levels. And the big picture is we have monthly programs and an annual conference that support writers along their writer journey, whether they are pre-published writers, just starting out, learning the business, learning the craft, or if they are published authors and want to grow their careers.
Yeah. And so maybe what does that help look like in like a practical sense, I guess?
So one is the monthly programs, and we recently had a poetry workshop that was very specific about two different forms of poetry, which I attended. I am not someone I would consider myself a poet. I write poetry, bad poetry, which I love writing bad poetry.
That's how you write good poetry,
right? Though, right? You've got to write the bad ones first to get to the good ones. But for me, it was just like I had never learned those forms of poetry. So it was just learning something new. And it was a Zoom. And then we have some in-person programs that might be more about business and how to create a website, how to do marketing, or we might have something that is more craft, like how to get a freelance editor. What does that mean? And we also get a lot of requests for critiques, and we don't do critiques as the Writers Guild, but we do help connect others who are interested in looking for a writer group.
And I would say that most of our programs, except for a select few that might be with an industry professional or someone who is doing more of a longer workshop, are free. So we know that not every writer is J.K. Rowling or James Patterson and can afford to dump tons of cash into their education with a lot of us are doing writing on the side. We have day jobs. And so this is, well, it's a passion. It's not something that we can afford to put a lot of money into. And so most of our programs are either free or we try to keep them as inexpensive as possible.
And you kind of talked about some of the, challenges that writers would have of, making websites, marketing themselves. I mean, that's not necessarily something that somebody who gets a degree in writing would have to even consider. I mean, maybe now, but, does that seem like to be a major need for people who are like, I write, I'm not a marketer, like I don't do social media and stuff like that? Is that a lot of navigation for you folks? And
so I'm a published author. I write kids' books. And I would say it's definitely something that, again, as Laura was saying earlier, the thing with being a writer is that there are so many different stages of what that means. So you have people who are literally just starting out. They're tackling their first manuscript. They're figuring out what the plot is. What's characterization? Where do I even start with this whole writing journey? And then you have people who have maybe published something or have finished a manuscript and all of the different nuances in between there. And so you're talking about the website aspect, which could be somebody who's trying to build what's called platform. And that might be somebody who writes nonfiction and they want to build a following, or even somebody who's looking to publish a book and they want to sort of build that readership before, during, or after their publication journey. And so sometimes we offer classes that hit on that aspect as well. We try to kind of cover it all at all stages of the journey at some point in time. We might not be every month. It might not be every single conference, but we usually try to have something throughout the year that's for everybody.
Yeah. And I mean, it sounds like the members of the Guild probably cover all aspects of their, writing path or journey.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would say we have some people who are like, I want to be a writer. What does that mean? And some people who are like, I've written, some books that are sold at Costco and I want to continue and grow in my career. And then going back to the marketing websites, one of the things that we hear a lot is, I'm a writer. I want to write. I don't want to necessarily do these other aspects. But one of the things that you find, and I think a lot of artists find that, is that it's not enough to just work on your art. art. You also have to treat it as a business. And maybe you have a supportive person in your life who can take care of the business. And if so, that's great. But I think that most writers I know don't. And so they do have to figure out on their own, how am I going to be in business for myself? And that business is my art. And so I have to create a website, a platform, and think about all these different aspects that aren't actually writing, but are part of the business of writing.
Yeah. And I mean, it's always interesting to me about writing communities and stuff like that, because it's like a solitary act, right? You probably spend the majority of your time cranking out alone in a room or something, or some kind of isolation at some point. But how important is that kind of community and network, as you're a writer as well, Laura, right? Yeah. How important is that as, you know, an independent writer to kind of have other people to bounce ideas off of or get, you know, their bits of experience from them?
For me, it's really important. This is Laura, and I do spend a lot of time in my office by myself on the computer, and I need to be reminded that I'm not alone, that other people have been here, other people have succeeded, other people have gone through, if something I'm going through, something hard. It's like, oh yeah, someone else, they've already been through that. They've already been through that part of their career. It's just a different step along the way. And just to hear what other people are doing. We had a program at the Writer's Block a couple of months ago, and it was really neat to just listen to other Alaska authors talk about their experiences, because it's like, oh, I was inspired by that. And it's nice to do that live. I love Zoom. You know, there's a lot of great things about that you can do with Zoom, because, or online workshops, because you get to hear national speakers maybe that wouldn't come to Alaska. But in person, there is something different. You can talk later. You can buy their books right there if it's at a bookstore. And I really appreciate that. And I am glad I'm not alone.
This is Brooke again. And I think for a lot of writers, there's a lot of what's next mm-hmm. that comes with the process of writing. So the butt in the chair aspect is obviously the biggest portion, because you actually have to write if you want to be a writer, which some people are still struggling with.
Unfortunately.
Like, no, sorry to bust all your hopes and dreams out there. But I think that what happens, though, in that process is that maybe we finish a manuscript, or we finish even just a chapter, or we finish a series of books, and we're like, wait, what's next? What do I do next? And so the process of getting together, either for these programs or the conference, or even if it's an online program, and just conversing and seeing other writers that are potentially in that same stage of what's next that we are, it's really invigorating, and not only can answer a lot of questions, but inspire you to move to that next stage and give you the energy that it sometimes takes to get there, because writing can be a huge challenge, much more of a challenge than a lot of people realize sometimes. You see these finished books on the shelf, and you don't realize the amount of work and hours and number of people sometimes that went behind all of those pages on the shelf. And I think that these various programs and workshop and conference opportunities, they give us that boost to get to that next stage, so where we can get to where we want to be in our writing careers.
Well, you know, let's talk about what we're here for. The upcoming Alaska Writers Guild Conference happening at the end of September. So when and where is it? And then maybe kind of what can people expect from the conference?
So the conference is the last weekend in September. It's a Friday, Saturday, with the main conference being Saturday, September 30th, and optional intensives on Friday, September 29th. It's at UAA this year at the Rasmussen Hall, which we're pretty excited about. Brooke and I toured the space, and it's gorgeous. So I don't know if you've had an event there before, but it should be a really nice space. And registration is actually available until the day of. Early bird registration is passed. Sorry about that, folks. But we do accept registration until day of at Alaska Writer Guild, AlaskaWritersGuild.com. And UAA is a partner this year, so there is a discount for University of Alaska students. So I want to just point that out there and give a big shout out to them. And while I'm giving shout outs, I'm also going to give a shout out to Romance Writers of America Alaska chapter. They are part of our committee, and so is the Society of Children Book Writers and Illustrators, or SCBWI, Alaska chapters. Both of them are representatives. They help bring speakers. They are on the planning committee, and they're all the partner organizations are really important. So Alaska Writers Guild is represented with Brooke and I sitting here, but there are a lot of people who aren't sitting right here who are really contributing to this conference.
That's the nice thing about our conference is that Alaska, it's a big state with a small population. And so in order to make a robust conference where we can offer the kind of speakers and content that a conference, a writing conference should have, we partner with Alaska Chapter of the Romance Writers of America and the Alaska Chapter of Society of Children's Book Writers and Illustrators to make one big comprehensive conference that all of these organizations and their members from Alaska can come to and get something out of. And so, as Laura was saying, the main conference is on Saturday, but Saturday is jam-packed. We start with a keynote early in the morning. We have a full 16 breakout sessions that you can choose from throughout the day. And then in the middle of that, we have a couple of panels. We have book sales tables and signing. It's just absolutely, it's like, how much information can we pack into your writing brains in this one, I think it's like a 8 or 10 hour period of time. So you do leave a little sort of brain dead and exhausted, but invigorated and energized. So it's this crazy mix of exhausted energy. And then on Friday before the conference, because we know not everybody can break away on Fridays during the day, but we do have optional workshops. And those are more of an intensive structure where it's a 2 to 3 hour workshop with a faculty. And most of the faculty for that are out of state industry professionals. So agents, literary agents, or editors from a publishing house, or also some freelance editors as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, anything else that you'd want to touch on about the conference that you think is maybe worthwhile checking out, or something that maybe either of you are especially excited about, I guess?
During the day on Friday, we have first pages manuscript reviews. I think it's the first 500 words of your manuscript, if you remember correctly. And so you meet with, you have a faculty that you choose, and then you are in a roundtable setting and with seven other people, and you go around the horn and everybody reads their piece out loud. And so not only do you get feedback from the faculty, the agent or the publisher that you chose, but you also get feedback from the other people who are at the table. And if you think about it, all those people at the table chose that faculty for a reason. It's probably because they're writing something similar to yours, or at least maybe they are, you know, let's say they're a mystery writer and you are a science fiction writer. Well, they're still going to have some similar threads to your writing. And so you're getting multiple people's feedback, including an industry professional, on your writing. And so that's, those are just a couple other opportunities that the conference offers for writers.
And also, really, it's not the biggest conference you'll find like out of state. I mean, I went to AWP this year and I think I had like 10,000 people. Here it's a couple hundred. And so even if you aren't in that one-on-one, you might end up having lunch with an agent or an editor or at least other people. And it's just easier to network and talk to people and in a much more intimate setting. And yeah, I don't know how I'm going to do all that I want to do on Saturday. One, because I am help leading the conference. And so I have to do like some specific volunteer duties. But also because there's can be four sessions at a time and you're like, I want to go to two of these. How do I break myself apart into two entities and duplicate and get both knowledge? But I love that about a conference. I love that I'd much rather have more things that I want to go to than not enough.
That was Laura Carpenter and Brooke Hartman, board members of the Alaska Writers Guild, telling me about their upcoming annual conference for writers and illustrators. That is happening Friday and Saturday, September 29th and 30th at UAA's Rasmussen Hall. And that's all the time we have for you today. Find us on the web at alaskapublic.org, the Alaska Public Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Ammon Swenson. Thanks for listening.
State of Art is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. The views expressed are those of the hosts and participants and do not reflect KSKA or its underwriters. Theme music is Spring Breakup by Termination Dust. Get in touch with the host by sending an email to soa@alaskapublic.org.